Some mental health professionals warn certain kinds of news stories might actually contribute to other suicides, like a disease. It's called suicide contagion, and health officials work to avoid it at all costs.
We had the busiest day yesterday in the entire 3 years almost that the Hope Center has been in business.
Michelle Muthing is program director for the Aspen Hope Center, which takes calls from people in crisis. Recently, her team answered nearly a dozen high-risk calls in one 24-hour period. Most of them were about suicide.
Was it due to the articles in the paper? I don't know. Was it due to the fact that our number was published with an article in the paper, therefore our numbers went up? I don't know.
The month of March saw 3 high-profile suicides in the Aspen area. Aspen normally sees 4 suicides in an entire year. Colorado ranks 8th in the country for suicide deaths. There are 40% more suicides here than in the nation as a whole. Jared Hindman directs Colorado's Office of Suicide Prevention. He says Colorado's geographic location is partly to blame.
The top 10 states for suicide death rate are in the western U.S.
He says the West is full of vast open spaces where mental health services are often rare. And the region has a pick-yourself-up-by-your-bootstraps mentality where it's thought problems can be solved without help.
When you have a brain disorder, that's problematic. You can't just bootstrap your way through depression or bipolar disorder, things like that.
As for the issue of media coverage, Hindman says some reports actually aid people in getting the help they need, while others aren't so helpful. His job is to reduce the number of suicides in the state, so he gives advice to journalists on how to cover stories. Leave out details, he says, like where and how the suicide happened, and keep it off the front page. He fears the wrong kind of coverage can lead to what's called suicide contagion.
So a suicide cluster and suicide contagion are words you often hear together. And really they're when suicides occur in a relatively short period of time, back to back, and there's something that connects the people who have died by suicide.
Newsrooms, including ours, mulled over how best to cover suicides. Rick Carroll is the editor of the Aspen Times. His newsroom's policy for reporting suicide is one of sensitivity and caution. He says his reporters discuss the coverage before writing an article.
These things are bounced off several people in the office because we're always mindful of the sensitive and touchy nature of suicides. And it's important that we do our best not to glorify suicides as well. There's a fine line between covering it as news and it appearing to be a glorification.
Unlike reporting in small towns like Aspen, Dana Caulfield focuses on urban news on the Front Range. She's city editor for the Denver Post.
We typically don't cover suicides unless it is the suicide of a highly public figure or if the suicide itself is highly public.
Aspen Public Radio's policy is similar to the Post's. We see these incidents as news and we report on them if they rise to the level of public significance. Then we focus on facts released by local authorities. Jared Hindman with Colorado's Suicide Prevention Office wonders whether there should be any media coverage at all.
It's a bit of a quandary, you know, because I think sometimes it is better to not cover suicide and sometimes it's inevitable. The reverse of that is that the public then does not recognize or realize how big of a public health issue suicide is. There's less of an emphasis on suicide as an important public health issue that we need to give funding to.
Officials at the Aspen Hope Center continue to field calls from people in crisis. Their crisis hope line is 925-5858, and it's staffed 24/7. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grivenin.